Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bechoros Daf Nun Dalet, Bechoros 54, and today's Daf Yomi on Nun Dalet on the base. Our Mishnah is discussing the obligation to tithe the tenth animal as they go through the pen, that everybody who has a flock of 10 animals is obligated to tithe them. But this obligation to tithe only falls upon somebody who has these 10 animals. So our Mishnah clarifies, what is considered to be a flock of 10 animals? How close do they need to be to each other in order for them to be considered like one flock? So says our Mishnah, Meiser Behema Mitztarif, that the animals that a person has in his flock, or they're able to combine to be considered like one flock, when all of them are Kemlo Rego Behema Roa, when they are all within one grazing area of a flock. So if they're all within one grazing area, that's going to be considered to be one flock. Vakamihi Rego Behema Roa, and what is the amount that a flock grazes over? And so says our Mishnah, Shisha Asar Mil, that this amount is 16 mil, which each mil is 2,000 amot. So if the area is within 32,000 amot, then we're going to say that the flock can combine, and person would have to obligate if he has 10 sheep, so to speak, within that 16 mil. But if the distance between them is greater than 16 mil, then they do not combine, and the owner is exempt from having to tithe this animal. Then our Mishnah says, if one part of the animals was in one part and the other part was in the other part, let's say there is more than 32 mil, meaning to say, because they're in different parts, then they don't combine. However, but if he has in the middle additional animals, then these additional animals are able to combine the two animals that are on either side and can combine them to reach the required number of 10. And therefore, under those circumstances, so he brings the animals from each side of the flock and he tithes them in the middle, and that's how we would get to the amount of 10 animals. Rabbi Meir says, even let's say he has one group of animals, of five animals on one side of the Jordan River, and then on the other side of the Jordan River, he has another group of five animals. So even though the Jordan River is not as wide as 16 mil, nevertheless, we say that that since they can't cross over the Jordan River, and the Jordan River prevents them from combining, Hayarde Mavsikwa Meister, the Jordan interrupts them, and so therefore they're not going to be counted as one flock, and he therefore wouldn't have to tie them. This idea that the flock, if it's over a period of 16 mil, is going to be obligated in the laws of Meiser, this is relevant amongst the poskim. They raise this with respect to, let's say people are davening in a field, and they're davening outside in the field, and they want to know if they can be combined for a minyan, and they're spread out over a large area. Can you combine them? So the Minchas Yitzchak was asked about people who are davening in the field, and therefore how far away from can they be from each other and still be counted? And he was asked whether it depends upon that they can still see each other, or whether they need to hear the Shliach Tzibur, and or maybe they need to be within 4 cubits from each other. So which is also a period we find within halacha. So the Minchas Yitzchak says that it depends upon two things. One, they need to hear the Shliach Tzibur, like it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that you need to be in listening to the blessing. And also it says, he says that they need to see each other, because that is how the Pri Chadash writes, that if a portion of the minyan is found in a different room, as long as they see each other, it's okay. So, and even though for halacha many are strict and don't follow that, he says nevertheless, with respect to the field, that we can rely upon that. So the Milchus Yitzchak requires two things. He requires people to be able to hear and people to be able to see each other. But our sugya says that they don't need to hear, because our sugya says as long as the animals are within 16 mil, they can be combined. And so therefore, the Imre Devash writes, maybe we could say that with respect to combining for a minyan, that what is the amount? That maybe the amount is not that they need to be able to hear, but they need to be able to see, because from 16 mil you can possibly still see each other. And so therefore he raises that idea, and he suggests that when the Minchas Yitzchak says that they need to be able to hear each other, he says that's actually not it's not necessarily the case that you need to be able to hear the chazan, because the Shulchan Aruch discusses a person who is deaf and he's able to speak but he can't hear, and the Shulchan Aruch says such a person can can indeed be counted for the minyan, even though we can't hear the shaliach tzibur. And the Mishnah Brura writes that the opinion of the Taz is that they don't combine because they're not able to answer amen. However, most poskim say that they can combine, and most poskim agree with the Shulchan Aruch, and they say that hearing the blessing is not necessarily essential for combining them. And the Mishnah Brura also himself adds that if the person who is deaf looks at them closely and sees when they are responding amen and can determine when they're responding amen, then he's able to combine with the minyan. And the reason is, he cites a source for this that we see from the Beit Knesset, the synagogue in Alexandria, as it's described in Masechet Sukkah 51b, that there was such a big synagogue and there were many people there who couldn't hear. But what they did was, they in that synagogue, they raised flags, and when the flags were raised, people were able to see where they were up to into the prayer services. And then when they heard that, even though they didn't actually hear the blessing, they were able to respond amen. And so here too also, he suggests that you don't need to hear in order to recite the blessing, and so in order to be counted for the main and to recite amen. And so therefore, on that basis, the Imre Dvash is suggesting that maybe that in a field, the requirement is not necessarily to be able to hear the chazan, but to be able to see the chazan on the basis of our sugya.